Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara speaks of one who is Kora Vishana Velo Shemesh Tamid HaChomim, which means he learned Mikra, he learned Mishnah, but he did not serve the Talmid HaChacham to get a hands-on understanding of how the Torah life is practiced, like we'll see. And there are various negative appellations, negative titles that we give to such a person. Among them, Rabbi Elazar says that such a person is called an Am Ha'oretz. Rabbi Shimon Achmeini says that such a person is called a boor, and so on, as we'll see. Rashi over here says that a boor is Garua from an Am Ha'oretz. So to call someone a boor is even worse title than to refer to him as an Am Ha'oretz. So the second sheet of Shulman Chmeini is more chomor. And the Mashal elaborates on this, and the Mashal explains it on the basis of a Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos by the Mishnah of Ein Boor Yirei Chet, that a boor can't be a fear of sin. V'loy Am Ha'oretz chasid, and Am Ha'oretz cannot be a chasid, a pious person. Which really mavur. Apparently, the same as Rashi here, that a boor is even lower than Am Ha'oretz. So a boor can't even fear sin, whereas an Am Ha'oretz won't be a chosid. And the Rambam over there explains that a boor is a person who is ein loy loy chochma v'loy midois. In other words, not only doesn't he have wisdom, he doesn't even have human qualities of character, good character traits. Doesn't even have midois. Whereas an Am Ha'oretz, Rambam says, is just that he's ein loy mailois hasichlios. He's lacking in intellectual ability. But he does have the basic mylois of the midois. So based upon that, the Marshal says over here that the machloik is the different days. In this Gemara is a person is Korah and Shana, not Shemesh Tachomim. Are we going to say that he's lacking in intellectual abilities, which would be that he's called an Am Ha'oretz? Or we would say he's even lacking in that which makes a person over a behemoth. He's even lacking in the qualities of the midois toy voice, in which case we would call him a boor. Now, the Mashal doesn't elaborate, interestingly, on what the aside of such a shiloh would be. Why would I arrive at one conclusion or the other? Why would I say that the person is lacking in Shemesh Talmud Chachamim? He's just lacking, according to one view, in the intellectual abilities in Am Ha'oretz. According to the other view, Shimon Achmeini, he's lacking in even Maglis Hamidois, and he's called a boor. That's not explained by the Mashal. It's interesting that really one could fit right in here. There's a pretty solid sushtel to a Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayis that's brought in here by the Mincha Chareva of Anorot here in Soita. The Mincha Chareva brings down that the Teferes Yisrael of Mishnayis and Masechet Kedushin at the end of the first Perek of Kedushin, where the Teferes Yisrael goes off a little bit of a tangent and gets into the discussion of this Gemara of the person who is Korah and Shona and not Shemesh Talmid Chacham. So that the Teferes Yisrael says, what is this big lack, this big failure in the fact that you were never meshamish the Talmid Chacham, so you didn't serve them, so to speak, you didn't serve the Talmid Chacham. What's the big chasoron in that? Teferes Yisrael says an interesting pshat, which he said on his own. He says that one who fails to meshamish the Talmid Chacham could have the intellectual attainments of limud ha-Torah, he could have the intellectual knowledge, but he's not going to see how Torah is lived, and therefore he's not going to see the midos toy voice of those who live the life of Torah. So such a person, says that the Teferes Yisrael, will never have the oyska arbet midos, will never work upon his own leaders, and he wanted to model himself after the seeing the lives of how lives are, Torah life is lived among the Talmid Chachamim. So you'll have the Torah knowledge without the midos, and when you come to any nesoyon, difficulties in life, the difficult potential pitfalls in life, so some midos is going to trip you up, so to the Teferes Yisrael. The person's midos of gaiva, the person's midos of selfishness, whatever it is exactly, he'll be tripped up by some midos, and he won't be oimed bin nesoyon. And a meila in Zokter, that's the chasorin of the person who fails to have the Shemesh Talmid Chacham, which really, Ramesham Meirdik, Sushtel, Lachaira, to the Pshat of Shulam Achmeini, who raised a boor, the way the Mashal explains it. Because what, after all, is Shulam Achmeini saying? You're a boor, which the Mashal is telling to the Pesha Shaisla Rambam in Ovois, that it means you're lacking in the Milos Hamidos and you lack of a Hema. It's apparent, Lachaira, the way the Mashal learns, that there is a mocker, at least in one mandom in this Gemara, for the Pharisee's whole Pshat, which is to say that the person won't have the Midos, Toivis won't have the Oizkar, but the Midos, even if he'll have the intellectual knowledge. Now, the Mincha Reva actually doesn't make this specific point, but the Mincha Reva Rambam writes, L'choy, this Tiferes Yisrael, who nemdon, that the chasorin here of lack of Shemesh Talmid HaChachamim, is that you won't see the Torah life being lived by the Talmid HaChachamim, because you won't be interacting and serving him, you won't see how he lives his life. So the Mincha Reva says, there'll be mashma, that Pashtus, this is Tolu Yidam Achloik, is between the Me'iri and Rashi, and how to learn the chasorin, the lack, the failure, in the lack of Shemesh Talmid HaChachamim. Now the Gemara over here says in one man the Omar that a person who lacks Shemesh Talmid Chachamim is called a Rosha Orim, a conniving wicked person, which is really a very harsh and surprisingly harsh thing to say about someone who just lacks the Shemesh Talmid Chachamim. So why is it that that man the Omar refers to him as this Rosha Orim? So here we have two widely differing pshatim, Rashi's pshat and the Meiri pshat. Rashi learns that the person who lacks Shemesh Talmid Chachamim, Rashi says that such a person, although he'll have the rote knowledge, the rote memorization knowledge of the Mishnayos, he won't know the Savora Sagamora, he won't know the Taimei HaMishnah, and therefore his Torah will not be Aburiya. The rote memorization you have, but how do you understand? You're not going to have the deeper concept, the conceptual learning, which you could have got from hanging around the Talmud Chacham and hearing the explanations from him, and you'll be able to ask him anything, and you could hear the profound understandings. And someone who lacks that, lacks Shemesh Talmid Chacham, won't have the profound intellectual knowledge. All he'll have is the rote knowledge, which Rashi says makes many times a nafkamina lahalacha, and Isser and Heter and Adini Mamnis Liz Yachas Ulachayev, who's going to win the case, he'll lose, and a Betairos, etc., etc. These nuanced distinctions that could sometimes make all the difference between Osir and Mutter, and etc., and you can only arrive at them from a deep and profound grasp of the Taimei HaMishnah. So this person, says Rashi, he only knows the Mikra and the Mishnah, doesn't know the Taimei because he didn't hang around the Chacham and hear from him the Taimei. So this person is a Orim, he's a conniving person, because he's able to put one over the people. As far as they could see, he's able to spit out all the knowledge and all the Mishnayos and all the learning. Whenever it comes up, he could spit it all out. Shemea koilo shayna Mishnayosav. People hear him saying his Mishnayos, they think he's a bokeh, he knows everything. And then noyegim by kovetz medacham, they put him up front and they give him the honor of the Talmud Chacham. And really, he's a Rosh Ha'orim, a conniving, wicked person, because he's not deserving of that at all. This is Rashi's pshat. And the Mincha Reva points out that Rashi clearly understood Shemesh Talmid Chachamim and the lack thereof to be a question of a certain type of intellectual attainment, which is the knowledge of the Taimim, which apparently you're only going to get if you constantly are hanging around the Chacham to ask him all the questions about the Taimim, and for that you have to have Shemesh Talmid Chacham. But the Shemesh is not the seeing Talmud Chacham's life in and of itself, of Hirashi, but rather it's the being around him with the constant, frequent ability to ask him what the Taimim, the deeper meanings of everything is. That's Rashi. However, says the Mincha Reva, the Meiri over here learns completely differently, which he does. The Meiri learns that someone who went through the trouble of learning Mikra and Mishnah, but did not hang around the Talmud Chacham, wasn't Meshameshim, he's not Terech L'Shamsham, and to be Mekabel, says the Meiri Liois, Mekabel Mehem Umehanogoy Sehem, to see his Hanhogois, to be able to take within your own life the Hanhogois that you see by the Chacham, say how he lives his life with his Hanhogois, his practices, and you take him into yourself. Someone who doesn't bother with that is showing that the Kovet HaTorah is really not Choviv on him, because he's not trying to take the life practices of the Talmud Chacham, the Ish HaTorah, and make him his own. So the Kavod HaTorah is not Chav on such a person. So why are you learning altogether? It's apparent, says the Meiri, your whole learning is on us, Lakante, just to chepe with people, to start up with people, Lakapchom, to try to slog up people and to mess up others. So that's what the Meiri learns. And clearly, as the Mincha Reva points out, the Meiri, interestingly, is saying it's not just an extra level of intellectual attainment that you get from Shemesh Talmid Chacham, but the Shemesh Talmid Chacham is in the direct sense of the actual serving, the seeing, the way he lives his life, and the want, the drive, to make his life your life, to make his practices your practices. So Mincha Reva says that the Tiferes Yisrael will be along the lines of the Meiri. He's clearly learning, you see how they live their lives, and as we said before, the Meiri is saying you take in their midos and make them your midos. Granted, I want to point out that the Meiri and the Tiferes Yisrael, although they're similar, and they both do talk about observing the Talmud Chacham and making his practices yours, the truth is that the Tiferes Yisrael alone is the one who focused so much on midos, and otherwise the person will have have gaiva, he'll have kas, etc., etc. He'll have selfishness. But the Meiri doesn't specifically mention any of that. He says the question of taking his anhogos and making them your anhogos. But at least in the broad sense, the Ferret Yisrael is a similar idea to the Meiri. It's a question of seeing how he lives his life. And again, like we said, that actually fits particularly well, like we said, into the Manda Omar of Harez Abur. You're a boor, meaning you're lacking in midos of Yidam HaShoah if you don't have the Shemesh Tamid HaChom. Interestingly, the Mincha Reiv himself writes that actually there seems to be a riot of Rashi in the Gemara in Masech the Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says in Daf Mem Zayin that someone who's an Amoret doesn't get included into a Zimun. Well, what's the definition of an Amoret? Different views over there, how you define Amoret. And finally, the Acherim, one opinion, the Acherim say that even if you Korah and Shona, but you're not Shemesh Tamid HaChom, you're an Amoret. And you're not included in a Zimun if you lack in Shemesh Tamid HaChom. So the Gemara says the Roim Bachoma did not include Rav Menashe Bet Achlifa into a Zimun, even though Rav Menashe Bet Achlifa was exceptionally scholarly and he knew Sifro and Sifri and Hilchosa, he knew a ton of stuff. Nonetheless, since he was not Meshamesh Tamid HaChomim, Rav Bachoma considered the Menashe to be an Amoret and therefore did not include him in a Zimun. Then Rav Bachoma died. So Rav commented on that, Loi noch nafshi de Rav Bachoma. Rav Bachoma's death was because Lo'azman lay the Menashe bat Achlifa, because he did not include Menashe into the Zimun. I fret the Gemara, it sounds like Rami was right because Rav Menashe was not Meshamesh Tamid HaChomim. So the Gemara says Tupshatim. Either the truth is he was. Rav Menashe was Meshamesh Tamid HaChomim and Rav Bachoma was misinformed. That's one pshat, that Rav Menashe really was Meshamesh Tamid HaChomim. But the second pshat, says the Gemara, is that Lishna Achrina, another pshat, that he heard the Shmaitze, he heard the Gemara teachings from the mouths of the rabbis, and he reiterated and reviewed them and made those Torah teachings his own, that he understood them, and therefore he was like a Tzur Me'abon, a Kit Tzur Me'abon and Domi. So according to the second pshat in the Gemara, says the Mincha Reva, it seems to be clear that there's actually a substitute for Shemesh HaChomim. There's a way to substitute for it, even if you don't get around to actually serving the Talmud Chacham and being part of his everyday life. Apparently, if you constantly make it your business to glean the teachings, the Torah teachings from the scholars and the Milchom who hear them, and you make them yours, and you review them, and you understand them right, that's a substitute for Shemesh Milchom. So it says Milchom Reva, that seems to be a riot of Rashi, that the whole Chasoroin of Shemesh Milchom is the fact that you lack a deeper understanding of the Dinim, and here we're saying you could substitute for that deeper understanding by getting a deeper understanding yourself. If it would be a question of seeing how he lives his life and making his anhogos yours, it's actually very schwer, says the Mincha Reva. How are you going to learn in that Gemara where it seems the Gemara is not mentioning any substitute for making the anhogos yours? It's just saying that Menashe taught, he learned the teachings from the mouths of the other rabbis, and he made those teachings his, which it seems, mashma over there, Shemesh Nachom is an intellectual issue, the way Rashi learns it over here. Now, the Chazon Ish in Yeredeya Mem Beis, it talks about this issue of Korah v'Shana v'Lashimesh Tamid HaChomim, and the Chazon Ish says rather cryptically that if you learn through our whole Gemara here in Seitu Chav Beis, it emerges from the Gemara that someone who's Korah v'Shana and not Shimesh Tamid HaChomim is Garua b'chad tzad. It means in one way is worse than someone who's Korah v'Loishana. In other words, in one way it's even worse to have known the Mishnayos but not have Shimesh Tamid HaChomim than to not know the Mishnayos altogether. What does the Chazon Ish mean that it's Garua b'chad tzad? Well, the truth is that objectively and technically, it's worse to have even less knowledge. It's worse to not even know the Mishnayos. That's worse. And the Gemara later on the Amud brings a braisa that does say that. That says that somebody who's Korah v'Shana and not Shemesh Tamid HaChomim is just called an Amoretz. We have someone who's Korah v'Loishana is called a boor, which is even lesser and more derogatory expression, like we said. So Korah v'Loishana is worse. The Chazon Ish is just saying that b'chad tzad, like his medaktik and with his precise expression that he uses, in one way it's worse. What Chazon Ish himself spells out, because you see that the Gemara refers to, in different stardom, on the top of the Yomid over here, different opinions, different stardom, it refers to a Korah v'Shana and Ashimesh Tachamim as a Rosh HaOrim, a conniving, wicked person, which the Gemara does not use that expression. For someone who's Korah v'Loishana. Likewise, in one mandama we call him a Mogush, which is some sort of a fake-out sorcerer type of a person who fakes people with his sorcery. So those expressions, says the Chazon Ish, are used for the Korah v'Loishana and Loishan Zacham alone. So he's even worse in one way than the Korah v'Loishana. Now, why is that? He doesn't really spell it out, but it's pretty clear that he's basing himself on the Rashi that speaks about the fact that this, the fact that you have that super
superficial knowledge of the Kor of Hashanah. You don't have the deeper understanding, but you have the superficial knowledge. You can fake people out. You can connive them. You can get them to give you all the respect and to listen to you as if you would be a true Talmid Chacham. And therefore, that's even worse in a way, b'chad sad, like the Chazanish says, even worse in a way to have just lacking the Shemesh Talmid Chacham than to be ignorant and not even Hashanah, which won't enable you to fake out people. Chazanish says that in today's times where it's somewhat different, in other words, he means presumably today there's tons and tons of learning which you can get out of Svarim. I mean, a person should have a Rebbe at the beginning, but you can learn a ton of material out of Svarim. So therefore, you don't have the old practice of constantly hanging around the Talmid Chacham in a constant way and getting all the Shemesh Lachom that way. So Chazanish says that in today's times, first he says that it seems that we don't even have such a musig, a concept in today's times of a Kor of Hashanah and not Shemesh Lachom. That would not be something which would come up. It'll be relevant in today's times. But then the Chazanish writes in brackets, he says that actually, Ulai, he says, this is relevant, perfectly relevant in today's times. It's relevant to people who are Mishnasam Sedura Lehem Mikufya, that people who have a lot of book learning and they get superficial book learning, Sedura Lehem Mikufya, but they can rattle it off, they can prattle it off, they can make themselves impressive sounding. Ve'ein Yoidin L'ayin L'hoven, they're not Ma'ainim and they don't really think deeply into it. Umisgoyim Neged Rabbi Seinu Hayoidim Atoya Be'emes, that's the Lashon of Chazanish. That because of their superficial book learning knowledge that they can rattle off and sound good, so they miss goyim, they engage in gaiva against the Rabbi Seinu, the Gedoyli Hadoy, who know the Torah be'emes, ve'ein shoyim lehem ve'ein nechnoen, and they don't listen to the Gedoylim and they're not nichna. So such people, Ulai says the Chazanish, that they would be mamish this thing of the Kor of Hashanah, of the Hainti Gedoy, which is a very, very interesting shtar kavor. The Chazanish said it decades ago, but you could see it very, very clearly see it in today's life as well. The world hasn't changed at all from the time of the Chazanish, and you have the people in today's times also that they know how to rattle off this and rattle off that, and they look up things on the computer, and they get book learning without any deep understanding, any amkus, and with that, the mizgo against the Gedoylim, and the Chazanish writes that this is the Heintege Korah Vishana for the Shemesh Tanachamim. The Chazanish over there, stem to just conclude with this, that he has an interesting discussion over there of the Bechlau, the extent to which this Negei, this whole sugi here about who's an Amoritz, would be Negei in today's times. Chazanish points out that Rashi says over here, the Gemara has a whole discussion, Ezo Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz, and there's different views about exactly who's called an Amoritz, we'll see a little about it. So Rashi says, Ezo Amoritz, what's it negeh, says Rashi, Shenechshad al ha-tayrois, so first of all, he's not trusted about his observance of tayrois, V'al ha-maisrois, he's not trusted about maisrois, U'muchsak magoy betomei, and he's muchsak, we assume that anything he touches is considered to be tomei. So, in order to be assumed to be vigilant, to have the presumption of being knowledgeable and vigilant about these various tricky areas of the halacha, the person has to qualify as a non-amoritz, and for that you have the different qualifications in the Gemara. So Chazanish points out, Bemis, that really the Mishnah says in Demai, and the Gemara mentions this in the Gemara, in different places as well, that really it took something called a Kabbalos Chaveiros in order to be Neman and Maisrois and Antairois. You had to be Mekabal b'fnei Shloisha, there was a whole process of a Kabbalah, that you had to Mekabal in front of a Bezin of three, that you Mekabal you'll be Zoyer for Maisrois and for Tairois. So really, the Rashi is a little sasam l'chayr, what is that really the demarcation line? You know, the person does or does not have the practices of Avodah Gemara that makes him Neman and Maisis and Tairis. So the Nish writes that Be'emes, the Ikar Adin is what Avodah Gemara says over here, that it's a question of being knowledgeable in Zohir in various areas of the Halacha and having a certain level of knowledge and that's and vigilance, and that's what makes you assume to be trusted in Maisis and Tairis. Moreover, the Chazanish says that he would suggest that it could be that originally when the Masakein, these different Dinim of Dhamma, or it's not being believed about Maisrois, the Amoritz not being believed about Tairis. It's very Yitochon, the Chazanish says that it could be they're not originally Makabal, they originally are not Goizer right, at the beginning, this Gzeir, they have to Makabal, Kabbalas Chaveiros in front of three people. That's really a new din, the Chazanish says, which is a Chumrah. But the Iker backbone of the din, the Sheresh HaDin, is simply a question of who's the Amoritz and who's not, and the guidepost for that, the determinants for that, are the Simona that are based in our Gemara, those are the Iker HaDin relevance. The Chazanish says that actually in today's times, but we want to know, it's very important to be able to know who's Zohir and who's Nemon for Shvius and who's not. This year is the Shemitah, and at least we're saying this year now is Shemitah. Therefore, you always have to know who could be trusted about the Shemitah, and who cannot be trusted about the Shemitah. So that's Negea, the Chazanish says, to the main, to the simple Simon of Avodah Gemara. We don't have any Kabbalos Chaveiros with Nei Shloisha in today's times. But you have to have the vigilance and the knowledge that are identified by the Simonim in this Gemara, and then you could be trusted, the Chazanish says. Mikolshkin, if he's a gomer v'savir, if he's a tamal chacham, v'chein noyeg, and he says that's the general practice, is to only trust people who have these general qualifications, to trust them about Shemitah. A little bit later in the Gemara talks, like we mentioned, you have the Shaila of who's considered to be an Amoretz, and one of the opinions is, kol she'en lo tzitzis bebigdoi, that a person who doesn't have tzitzis in his baggage is considered to be an Amoretz. Granted, obviously it's not a completely clear exactly why that defines you as an Amoretz. What's up is that, you know, had any tzitzis in the baggage, and the Mashal over here learns, he connects it, there's another mandamer as well, anybody who doesn't wear tefillin is considered to be an Amoretz. Mashal says that both of these are actually a din, not in the tefillin of the tzitzis itself, but rather in the fact that when the person says the Shema, he's going to say the Shema in a way that's a chasorah. The first mandam of the Gemara says is that Lekora Amoretz is that kol she'en ikur krishma shachos v'yarvis v'virchoy seho. So he's lacking in krishma shachos v'yarvis, and it was the literacy and the practice of saying krishma shachos v'yarvis, that's an Amoretz. The next opinions about lacking tefillin and lacking tzitzis is because since krishma speaks of tefillin and tzitzis, and we know Chazal say that if you say krishma, you're not wearing the tefillin and the tzitzis, that's called made in the sheker ba'atzmoy, because the tefillin speak of the fact that you have the tefillin and the tzitzis, and you're being made in the sheker, you're not practicing that. You have without the tefillin tzitzis. So that's why he says the Mashal that the person who fails in tzitzis at tefillin is considered to be a lack in his krishma, and that in turn is going to make him into an amoretz. That's how the Mashal explains this gemara. There is a very basic question over here, which the Meforshim asked. The Mincha Reva raises this question. He says, what's the story with this person who lacks the tzitzis bebigdoi? Are we talking that he has a beged adalat kanfois, and he manages b'chayev and tzitzis bepoil because he has the four-cornered garment, and still he's failing to put the tzitzis on? That's one shot. Or are you going to say that we're talking about a fellow that doesn't have a beged adalat kanfois, which is why he's not wearing the tzitzis, but Alpha Pekin has a tain on him because he should be wearing the adalat kanfois beged in order to put the tzitzis on? So first, the Mincha Reva says, with Pashtus, we would learn that the person has the Beged Adal Kanfois, and he fails to put on the tzitzis. Not the pshat that he doesn't have a four-cornered garment at all, and we just have tainus for not putting on a four-cornered garment. And the Hishtal Suta that the Mincha Reva points out, that if a person doesn't have a four-cornered garment, and he's not wearing the tzitzis, it's intrinsically be'etzim, there's really no chasor, he's not mechuyev, and he's potter. And the Gemara, he brings down, the Gemara says in Shabbos on the Flamed Beis, there's different opinions in the Gemara about Rachmon al-Tzlan le'aleinu, which types of aveiros can make a person's children die, bonim mesim le'aleinu. So first thing Gemara brings down, b'avoyin the dorm, a person makes nedarim and doesn't fulfill them, etc. But then the Gemara brings different opinions. One mandama says ba'avoyin tzitzis, and it brings a drasha for this, that ba'avoyin tzitzis, the failure of tzitzis, so lo'aleinu, that a person's children could die. So Taisus says over there, and Taisus, and Taisus Shonim, and Shabbos Lamed Beis and Beis, that he says that this big taina that the person is not wearing tzitzis, that's dafka b'yumeihem, and that's only in the ancient times, in the times of the Gemara, she'yom abu she'yom kach ba'arba kanfis, that the natural garment that they wore all the time, the simple garment that they were in the habit of wearing anyway, always had the four confis. So then they were in the noshim, then there was a punishment, the person who dafka got around it, and dafka looked for a legal loophole to wear the unusual garment that didn't have the four corners, because and to order evade lehedya, the mitzvah tzitzis, that's a big taina. That's how Tosfos brings down the well-known Gemara Menachos Memalof, that the Malach met up with Reb Ktina, the Malach met Reb Ktina, and Reb Ktina was not wearing tzitzis because he didn't have a four-cornered garment. So the Malach said to him that he had big tainas on Reb Ktina, when are you going to ever wear Mekayim the tzitzis? Reb Ktina said, I'm potter, I don't have a four-cornered garment. So the Malach answered to him that be'idon rischa and shemayim denen ashalei. In other words, at the time of anger in heaven, a divine wrath, Rachman al-Otzlan, then shemayim, they're going to take it out, even on the people who patted themselves. Taisus says that that's only true if the style is be'etzim, that everyone's in the habit of wearing the four-cornered garment, that is the style, and you dafka did something unusual to evade it, then they're going to tain on you in shemayim, and be'idon rischa, time of divine wrath, there's a punishment. Masha'in came, says the Taisus today, which is Taisus' time, and today's time, our normal garments are not four-cornered comments anyway. So then there's no taina on a person who fails to wear it. Aval Pikain says Toysis, it's still Toiv. It's still Toiv. Toiv Liknois Talos Lavorchal of Acholyim. Even though there's no Ramesh Narachiv, and not even a big taina on you, and there won't be an Idn Vischa punishment from the divine wrath, Aval Pikain, it's still good to acquire a Talos and make a broch every day. And Toysis still sued the Gemara in Saita earlier in the first parak on the Fiyad Dalit, that the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very, very, very much to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he'd have it so many times. The Gemara says, Was that because he wanted to eat from the peyros, the fruits? Rather, Moshe said, mitzvah, that I could possibly miskayim, yiskayim lo yodi. So Moshe wanted to have the chance of kind of the mitzvah is a tluyas po'oretz. And Tosfos says, in other words, he wasn't mechuyev in them because he was in the chutz lo'oretz, but he wanted very much to get in to mekayim them. And likewise, Tosfos says it's toiv for a person to purchase a talus to be able to mekayim the tzitzis every day. Even though in today's times, there's no shum tain of lurk of katina, no tain of an idin rischa of a divine wrath, because it's not our style to wear four corner garments, and you're not doing anything evasive to get around it. So Meila zokt the Mincha Reva, that since, according to what comes out of that Tos Yishonim in Shabbos, it's going to come out that there's no intrinsic problem be'etzem in not wearing the tzitzis. It depends culturally. Sometimes it could be a tain on you if you're docking getting around it, but there's no intrinsic problem. So the passage of the Gemara would be after zokt that the tain of the Yeranam or it's because you don't have tzitzis with Digdoi. That's talking about a guy with a four corner garment that Mamish didn't put on the tzitzis. Aber zokt Mincha Reva, it's not so poshit. Why? Because he says the truth is a stira, and Tosfos and Pesachim Kufi Gimel says otherwise. And this is a very important stira, and we'll see that other mechabim as well are in this big stira in the Tosfos. Whereas Tosfos says the Shabbos and Mavur, that in today's times there's no idin rischa punishment, and there's no divine wrath time of punishment, and all it is to have tzitzis, to wear tzitzis in today's times is a very good thing and a very nice practice, and it's you get a mitzvah for it, but not that there's any tainas on you if you don't do it. That's Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Pesachim of Kuf Yud Gimel says, the Gemara over there in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says Shiva Menudim LaShamayim, that there's seven people who are excommunicated from heaven, and the Gemara goes through. So one of the cases is that some person who doesn't have tzitzit of a big day, a person who doesn't have tzitzit on the garment is excommunicated from heaven. The Tos over there says, what's the case? So it says Wamshan Tos says that we're talking that he does have. He has a Baal Beged of Dal Kanfis, and he has tzitzis, and he's failing to put the tzitzis onto the Beged of Dal Kanfis. That's one shot. But Tosfos says, Inami afilu ein lo yin, if you don't even own any tzitzis, bachlal, and you don't have any garments at the four corners, nothing. But still, despite all that, yesh lechazel lohavi atzma dechiv, you're responsible. And otherwise, chas hashem, you're excommunicated from heaven, because you're responsible to get yourself into the chiv, buy yourself a four corner garment, put the tzitzis on it, you're mechuyev. And Tosfos brings in the same Gemara in Saita, like the other Tosfos, Ashkan Saita of Yudalit Moshe Rabbein, was toivli koneis le'eretz Yisroel. Why was he so misava? He wanted so much to get to the land of Eretz Yisroel. K'dei l'kaye mitzvah shaboh to fulfill the mitzvahs. So Tosfos stells through the same Gemara in Saita, but for a different Yisoid, and Tosfos argues on what he said in Shabbos. In Pesachim, Tosfos holds that a person is not a chi of gomor, but there's a big tiny in Shemayim, and every Yid is responsible, even if he's technically potter, he's obligated to get himself into the performance of the mitzvahs. He has to do what it takes to get right into the mitzvah. And the same Gemara in Saita that with Moshe and with Misava, he was certainly potter from the mitzvah tluyas boretz, he was a chotzoretz. In Shabbos, Tosfos understands that to mean it was also dover toiv, more than Moshe wanted to get in and have the kiyum of mitzvahs of Eretz Yisroel. Mashenkin Tosfos and Pesachim learns up that there was mutl on Moshe, he was responsible to do what he could to try to get in, and he wanted very much to do it, and that was all a tvi on him, because you're supposed to get yourself into the chiyuv and into the fulfillment, and otherwise it's a tvi on you from Shemayim, and therefore it's mavur in the Mecharev over here, and others also saying this, as we'll see, the question of the Heintige garments that we wear today, which is not natural for us to wear a garment of four corners. So, is the person going to get the punishment in Rischa with the time of divine wrath that fails to wear tzitzis today? So, the answer is, according to Tosfos in Shabbos, no. But a number of Achronim say, as we'll see, that according to, and Moshe Feinstein goes like that, that according to Tosfos and Masechta Pesachim, the answer is yes, you will be Nedesh in Rischa because you're responsible to get yourself into the Chiv. And the Mincha Reva makes this point, he says, it could be, maybe the Ikar is like Tosfos and Pesachim, and then we could learn that the Gemara over here that says that a person is Hamoretz, if he doesn't have tzitzis of a big day, is talking about a beggar does not have four corners, but he's responsible to get a four corner garment and to put the tzitzis on, and otherwise we're going to call you an Hamoretz. Bemis, it's interesting to note that the Chazanish in Yerudea Mem Beis Aleph, we mentioned this Chazanish, the same shtickle earlier today, the Chazanish in Yerudea Mem Beis actually clears the same Shiloh b'kitzah nimrat mamish. In other words, the Chazanish brings in our Gemara, who's an Amoritz, and he brings in one of the man, the Omrim is the person who fails to perform tzitzis, ain't the tzitzis of a big doy. So the Chazanish writes over there in brackets, and a bracket is coming very b'kitzah, that he's talking that he's wearing a beggar of dal kanfois, V'tzorach iyun. That's the whole chazanish. Now, he's wearing a beggar dal kanfis. First, he says, we're talking, he's wearing the beggar dal kanfis, and that's a big failure. He doesn't have tzitzis, even though he's mechuyev. Then the chazanish says, v'tzorach iyun. It's tzorach iyun. Why? Like we said, because it's really, there's another way to learn, and based on Tosfos Pesachim, really it's mavur that Tosfos Pesachim is going to hold that there's a taina, a big taina on you, even if you're not wearing a beggar dal kanfis, because you're mechuyev to mechayev yourself, and to machnis yourself into the chiyuv. Perhaps a number of svarim bring down that the Shari Tshuva la Rabbeinu Yoina, and as we'll see, Mr. Shem, the Shaloh actually says, it's very interesting that the Shaloh in Chulin, Shaloh brings in the Tosfos Pesachim, and he still assumes a Shari Tshuva la Rabbeinu Yoina holds the same way. In other words, that in general, there's a concept that even if you're part of a mitzvah, you should be getting yourself into doing it, you should see to it that you get to do it, and don't rely on the fact that you happen to be potter. And the Shari Tshuva, in the Shari Shlishi Yoiz Chav Bey, is talking about tzitzis over there, but interestingly, the way that he puts it, he says, "Mi she'en le tzitzis," a person that does not have any tzitzis. Zokta, what happens to a person who doesn't have the beggar of dal kanfis? Zokta Shari Tshuva, the beggar doesn't have four kanfis. Einoi chayev leknoi soy. You're not mechuyev to be coined of that beggar. But Zokta Shari Tshuva, despite that, Omer Rabbi Sinu Zochron Levrocha, he quotes the Gemara about Rav Ktsina and the Malach, that the Rabbi Sinu said, "Onoish ye onesh leitois batzora." If a tzora, Chmona Lassan, comes to the world, this person will get a punishment. Why? Al devar asher loy chomad belavavoy yoifi hamitzvah ushara. Not like Tosfos says in Shabbos, because he went around with an evasive maneuver and everybody else was wearing a four-cornered garment and he purposely didn't. But rather, he should have been chomad belavavoy, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that you should have desired in your heart the beauty, the yoifi hamitzvah, and the schar of them, levavur sabev penei dvar chiyuva, all of you should have caused yourself to become a chuyuv, lakachas beget sheyesh bedal kanfas, and to put the tzitzis on it. So it's really mavur and Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Shalom makes this point, Rabbeinu Yoina holds the Tosfos Pesachim, that you got to do what it takes to mechayev yourself because of the beauty and the yoifi of the mitzvahs. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe in Erechaim Dalid, where he goes lahedi with this mahalach, and he brings the Tosfos Pesachim. Rav Moshe was asked over there in the Igros Moshe Erechaim Dalid a very basic question: what is the inyan of wearing a garment of dalid kanfis and tzitzis today? The minig is that everybody wears them. We always wear. We have a special beged, a talis cotton that we put on with the dalid kanfis at four corners and with tzitzis. So the ma'aser, if you don't put it on, the shoyl asked Rav Moshe, you're not mechuyev, right? I mean, you don't have a beggar at four corners, you put on the tzitzis. So what is this inyan, how stark is the inyan, how important is it, so to speak? The shoyl asked that everybody should have this talis cotton. So the first Rav Moshe says that be'etzim min hadin yipotter, because if you don't have a four-corner garment, so you put on the tzitzis. However, Zot Rav Moshe, that there's a minig, a very strong minig in Klal Yisrael, so first he calls it a minig. It's a very strong minig that everybody does put on a four talis cotton, and he puts tzitzis on the talis cotton, and this is not just any old minig. Rav Moshe says a minig is also powerful. A minig, the Gemara says in Pesachim, and Rav Moshe quotes it, that the mechuyev to fulfill a minig, al titoish toiras imecha. Oh, there's a lot of protim about this din of the chiyev to perform a minig, but over here it's a minig of Klal Yisrael, it falls into al titoish toiras imecha, and Kolshkein says in Moshe, this particular minig of wearing the tzitzis, they say it has yesh bo gam kiyom hamitzvah, it has a mitzvah deraisa di mekayim in it as well, so it's not a regular minig, it's a very powerful minig, and that's first what Rav Moshe says, is that that's the level of obligation to wear a talis cotton. However, subsequently, Moshe comes back a little later in the Tshuva, and he says that in reality it's much more than that, because we have the Tosfos Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel, which Moshe goes to the Tosfos Pesachim. He does not note that in Tosfos Yishanim and Shabbos is otherwise, that the coin Tosfos Yishanim, he doesn't note it, but presumably he means to Machri like Tosfos Pesachim. Tosfos Yishanim and Shabbos says that nowadays there is no concept of Idin Rischa, a divine wrath causing us a retribution, Achman al-Atslan, if we'll fail to wear the tzitzis, because today it's not the norm to wear styles of clothing that have the four corners. That Tosfos Shabbos. So Rav Moshe quotes Tosfos Pesachim, that the Rav Moshe says that the Tosfos Pesachim mavur, that a person's supposed to go out of his way to get a beggar of tzitzis and to wear the tzitzis, and otherwise, says Rav Moshe, be'idin rischa and shinon. Those words are not mafurish, black and white, in Tosfos Pesachim. But Rav Moshe understood Tosfos Pesachim to be saying that that's a big tain on you, and that you see, because the Gemara says in Menudah L'Shamayim, which Tosfos understands in a second side to mean, you're excommunicated from heaven, even if you happen not to have the garment at all. You should be getting at that garment, you should be buying it, you should be putting on tzitzis on it. And Rav Moshe says, he goes like that, and he says, be'idin rischa, in a time of divine wrath, you'll be nanish on that, along the lines of the story with the Malach and Reb Ktina. So Rav Moshe is actually mavur that he goes lahalocha like that. He goes beikur like the Tosfos Simsochem, and he holds that we have to put on this bag of the talis cotton, because otherwise chas v'shalom to be a idner discha, a punishment at the time of divine wrath. Rav Simcha ben Kohn actually points out, interestingly, there's another tshuva in Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe goes l'shitosai. In Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chaylakimel Simon Aleph, over there, Rav Moshe also discusses the issue that says, and he names them the pshitas without even much elaboration over there, that there's a concept of idner discha, a divine wrath, if we would fail to put on the tzitzis. Over there, the Shail asked Moshe about wearing a wool garment of tzitzis at a time when it's summer and the person gets verschwitzt, and it's on the discomfort level in wearing a woolen garment in the summertime. So the Shail was told by a Chacham Echad that it's wrong to wear wool tzitzis in the summer, and if you wear it on Shabbos, it's going to be an unusual type of malbush, and it's going to be called carrying because it's not a real avisha. That's it seems that the Shail was told by a Chacham. So Moshe starts the tshuva by saying that this is told completely wrong. He says it's Einu Klum, it's totally wrong, and he goes through a bit of an analysis of the sugya, Hilchas Shabbos, and the Moshe says clearly it's completely incorrect, and there's no shum chashash, and no shum problem whatsoever in wearing heavy wool garments even in the summertime. The Moshe says you don't even find that there should be a chashash, you might come to take it off and carrying it, because the Moshe goes through the sugya, and he claims, he explains that you don't find by a beged gomor that there should be a chashash, you can take it off and carry. So the Moshe says no problem whatsoever to wear wool garments in the summer, not in the weekdays and not on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says that since there's no shum problem to wear them, it's actually the right thing to do. And he says, "V'kacha ni noyeg." That's actually my practice, Rav Moshe says, is that I wear a wool garment or 12 months a year, even in the summertime when there's some amount of discomfort, I do it anyway. Because, that's Rav Moshe like this. Rav Moshe says that it's very important to fulfill the mitzvot tzitzis every day because of the story with the Malach and Avktina. In other words, he ends up with pshitos at the story of the Malach and Avktina, that in the time of divine wrath, in Rizcha, a person can be punished for failing to wear tzitzis, that Rav Moshe assumes as a given over there in the Tshuva Chaim Gimel, that's applicable in today's times as well, and it hasn't somehow expired like Tosfos holds in Shabbos. So the Moshe says, since it's such a usually important thing to have the fulfillment of tzitzis on a constant basis, otherwise you have this issue, chas v'shalom, of the inner risk of a divine wrath. And we know, says the Moshe, the Charminim, we're not getting into the whole thing, but Charminim, according to many poiskim, will be a drabonon din of tzitzis and not a deraisa. So that the Moshe, that means the person wears a different kind of garment, a cotton or whatever it is, so you're only going to be and if you only get the abonon, who says it takes care of the inner nischa concept, which requires perhaps a mitzvah deraisa pashtus, as Moshe says. You need the deraisa, that way they take care of the divine wrath. That's what Moshe says, that because tzitzis of a wool garment is perfectly good, that's his practice that he wears it a whole year. So Rav Simcha Macomb points this out, that actually both places Moshe goes with pshitos gomor, with taisim sochem, and against the other Marim Mekamis, against the taisim shonim and Shabbos, both Moshe names on throughout that the idea of Gaftina and of the Idner Nischa concept of divine wrath is going to govern our behavior in today's times as well. And a person fails to wear the tzitzis, it's not just the question of minig in the Moshe's maskana, the evoiver in a minig, but rather that there's actually chas v'shalom that he could engender and he could cause a wrath, a punishment that could come to him when there's an Idner Nischa, when there's a divine wrath from Shemayim. In addition, it's interesting, the Bir Halacha, that we the Sefer Bir Halacha on Erechayim mentions that the Lashon of the Chai Adam is actually Mashma, also that the Chai Adam is Mashma, that he went like the so-called Tosim Psochem Shita, the Ben Yoyne Shita, that even in today's times it would be a very big tevi on a person if he fails to regularly wear the Begad of the Alakanfas with the Tzitzis. The Chai Adam writes in Klal Yad Aleph that Mitzah Seimen HaTorah to wear Tzitzis, etc., etc., and the Chai Adam says that a person should always be Yilbash a Talis Cotton, he should always wear the Talis Cotton, and Veloyelich Dalar Amos Ploy Tzitzis, etc., etc. Shouldn't work for Amos without Tzitzis. And the Chai Adam writes, Godal Oynish Amavatlam, there's a very big Oynish for somebody who's going to mevatl the Tzitzis. But all of Nemar, Lechois, Bekanfois, Haoretz, Vayinir Rishoa Mimena. That's Loshna Pasig in Eoiv. It's actually a Medish, which he's alluding to. The Alkot Shemoini says that Kolam Mevatl Mitzvah Tzitzis, anybody's Mevatl Tzitzis, all of my Oymer, that Lechois, Bekanfois, Haoretz, the Bernishon picks up the corners of the earth with Kanfois, Haoretz, it's a remnant to the tzitzis, he failed in the tzitzis, the Benjamin puts up the corners of the earth, the Yineru who shakes out Rishoa Mimeno, so this person evidently called a Rosha. Now, the Beis Baruch writes, and it's actually mashma like that, the Bir Halacha writes, that if you're medayik in the Lashon, the Chayodim, it's mashma over there, that the Chayodim is not just talking about someone who wears a Dalal Kanfas without tzitzis, but Pashtus, the Hemshech Halashon, the language flow there in the Chayodim is mashma, that he's talking about someone who just fails to wear a Talis Cotton. cotton. He's saying you should wear a talus cotton, and etc. You fail, so you have the strong expression. It's mashal chayyim also went with the shita, not like Tosfos Shabbos, that it's just a tover toiv, but it's not a taina. It's a tover toiv to wear tzitzis in today's times, a dal kamfes beggar with a tzitzis, but it's not a taina if you don't. He seems to be going also with the lotoifim sochem ben yoyna, etc. That they hold that there's mamish a big taina in rischa. You're not mamish mechuyev, but you're supposed to. You're responsible to get yourself into the chiyev, and it seems like we're saying interestingly that seems to be the primary shita that's this, in the Achrayin, the Moshe Feinstein goes with the Chayorim, Shalom, seems to go primarily with that shita, that we don't go so much with Tosfos Shabbos, and we hold, in other words, that a person has a big tviya, you're not wearing a four-corner garment, so get one, and be mechayev yourself, and do the mitzvah, and like the Milcha Reva says, that according to that Mahalach, actually you could learn in our Gemara, that Amor, it's Mishayin, it's a big that means somebody who didn't put on a beggar of the Alakam to get the tzitzis, and granted, they're not doing an Aveira, but they're still called as Amor, it's because there's this big tevia upon them. Later on the Omer, the Gemara brings on the Pasuk, Yero es Hashem b'ni v'melech im shoinim al tesarov, which is to say that you should fear Hashem, my son, and you should fear the king. That's the Pasuk, fear v'melech. Im shoinim al tesarov, don't misharayin, don't mix together with those who are called shoinim. What's pshat in shoinim? So there's different pshatim. Rabbi Yitzchak says that those people who are shoinim halochis, which means, the Gemara explains, that those are the people who paskin mitoich the Mishnayos alone. All they have is the Mishnayos, they don't have the time, they don't have the Gemara, and they pass on the Mishnayos alone, and that's a very big taina. We're telling you, im shoinim al tasarav, don't misharayim with them. The Gemara says, Tana abraisa hatanoim mevalei oilom. The tanoim, people who are experts on Mishnayos, the destroyers of the world. What does that mean? Mevalei oilom sagadaituch, amaravinish, shemoyin halacha mitoyach mishnos, and they pass them directly out of Mishnayos, and that's a very, very big taina, and that's called mevalei oilom. Rashi explains at some length that they don't know the timeim, and therefore they extrapolate wrongly, they apply it wrongly, they get all the wrong nuances, and they don't apply the dinim correctly, or learn out the right dinim. In addition, they don't know which Mishnayos or Rashid Yechidon, etc. So you pass him from Mishnayos alone, just kind of rote learning, without knowing all the depth, and that's a very stark taina, and that's Mevalei Oilam. The Sefer Minchas Knois from Meir Arik says that he thinks that the way the Gemara read the Pasuk in Mishlah, Yeroes Hashem B'ni, etc., he says the word Melech goes, like Chazal say, Man Malki Rabbonon, that the Melochim are the Rabbonon. And the Pasuk says, Yeroes Hashem B'ni V'melech. And you should fear two people. And there are two that you should fear. Fear Hashem, and also fear the Midachom. It's similar the Chazal say, Es Hashem alokecha tira zokter, lerabois, tamid hachochom. The Es is marbe, a tamachochom. You should have a tamachochom in awe, in some similar manner, in some way, in the way that you have Hashem in awe, some comparison way. So the same, Yeroi es Hashem b'ni v'melech. You should fear Hashem, and also fear the tamid hachochom. Im shoinim zokter meir arik. Those who have just learned rote memorization of the Mishnayos, and they have no respect for the Midachom, and they don't bother to delve into and ask all the kinds of questions of tamachochom. What's the idea behind this? What's the deeper meaning? What's the idea? How do you can explain it to me? So those who have no respect for the Melchom and just paskin out of the rote learning, im shoinim al tesarov, you should not misharayim with them. That's how the Meir Arik explains the Pasuk. The Mashal over here writes a very fester thing that he says, over doirois halolu zokta Mashal. And our doirois, the man Mashal's time, our doirois, ois and shemirin halocha mitoich ha-shulchan oroch, and those people that they paskin mitoich the shulchan oroch, the ein yoidim tamo inisho kol dovor, they're not going to know the idea behind, the reasoning, the idea behind everything, if you're not going to be didactic from the sugyas and understand the sugyas correctly, from there the Shulchan Aruch, shehu shimish to necham, the Talmud is the shimish to necham, so that's toys nafal b'hoiros, and these people are going to get various all kinds of mistakes in the hoiros. They're just passing straight out of reading the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the depth of the sugyam. These people are called destroyers of the world. That you should yell at such people and scream at them. That the Mashal says an interesting Alosh and Azog, that the people who are paskening out of the Shulchan Aruch, those are the people that's called paskening mitoich mishnas, and without understanding, the deeper understanding, without knowing the sugya, and just going straight to the Shulchan Aruch, and you have to be ligger behem, that's called mevalei oilam. That's the marsha. Now the Pischit Shuvah in your Yeridei Reishim Beis of Kotten Ches brings down this marsha, but he says on that v'efshar, it could be, that dafka b'zman harav marsha. That was true at the Mashal's time. Why? Shaloi hoya adayin shum chibur ala Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch was mamish like halachic psukois, rote learning, and you didn't have any explanatory chiburim commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Mashayin came today, he says, we have the Taz and the Shach and the Mogan of Rom and Kamach Roinim, and they explain the reasoning behind every single din. So therefore, it could be that that Shapir Domi, it's fine, lohoya sadav mitoch Shulchan Aruch for Achroinim. The Paskin of the Shulchan Aruch and the Achroinim, and apparently without even knowing the Sunya, Peschit Shuvah suggests that this is fine. Now, there are a number of achronim actually that call into question this thing. Pesach Tshuva seems to be saying that you can just start from the Shulchan Aruch and know the achronim from there on and down. And some taina that it seems that there's various marmakoimois that avada a person has to chotch know the Tur Beis Yosef correctly and then work it out and mevara the sugya. Now, then any achronim, either way, like we'll see a little bit, but either way, surely, no matter what you're relying on, even the Pesach Tshuva alone is obviously going to accept the notion that if you're just following rote memorization and don't know anything and you're passing out of some kitzur book, that definitely is going to be included in the Mevali Olam of the Gemara. Rav Yashiv speaks it up a fairish over here, interestingly, in the Ha'oras of Rav Yashiv says that those people in today's time, Zokter, that they pass in Hamoyrim Mitoch Sifri Kitzuri Halachos from all the kitzur books that came out today, but they don't have the reasoning explained over there, they don't have the Mekoyrois, Tzuketzech, and then Markdown. So those are included, Rav Yashiv says, in the Mevali Olam, which is certainly is a very important thing that everyone has to make some lev to know that the person doesn't, there could be very nice kitzur svarim that have all kinds of makoyrus, and you look them up, and you look everything up, and you go into it. But stam to just read out of the kitzur book and think that you're able to paskin, so that's something of a yashiv uses, the very harsh expression, mavali oilam, which is certainly applicable even in today's times to somebody who just paskin straight out of these kitzur svarim. The Achronim point out that the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's in the Kuntres Achron in the very beginning of your day, in the Hashchita. So the Kuntres Achron, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says over there that nowadays the Shochtim, he says, that they know the various kitzur for him, and it's very important the Shochet has to know these kitzur books, so he knows the various halachas. But anytime a Shochet has a Shaila, Zakti, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that the Shochet should not be paskining on his own, rather he should be Yishal Kol Sveikoisav Mechocham Hamoira. He should ask all the Shailas from the Rav and get the Rav to paskin them for him. All these kitzur svarim, it's nice for him to know that, but they're all halchosa b'loy time of these books. They don't give you any full understanding. They don't give you the reasoning. And he says you can't paskin any. It's also to paskin any shayla at all if you don't know the reasoning. Heyte, if you don't know well. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskin is lebepshitas, which makes a lot of sense. That's the pashtas asugyu. So he uses it as an ashora for the shoychet. It's actually a similar, as they point out, the Shulchan Aruch himself in the Chostam Atayr Perek Beis says a somewhat similar thing. It's interesting how he puts it. He brings in the Chazal, the Gemara says in Kedushin that a person should divide his time, Lashalish is Manoi, that you should have Shlish B'Mikra and Shlish B'Mishnah and Shlish B'Talmud. So you divide your time between Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud. And the Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting thing over there, that he says that nowadays, with Man Hazer, the swarm of the Halochis Psukois shall Piske HaGo'oinen Kamaya Torah Shulchan Aruch HaGo'oisav, you know, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, all lay down Shulchan Aruch types for him a b'chlal Mishnah Yechashvu. In other words, the person should have to learn them. Avad, you have to learn the Shulchan Aruch, but that's included in the Mishnah of today's times. Those are the kitzur form of today's times. But while you have to know them, it's certainly not enough to know just them because you're not going to time them. Shlish b'Talmud. How do you fulfill Shlish b'Talmud in today's times? Zokter, so the Talmud is the time him, and that's understand delving into the reasoning, and that's the poiskim harishonim. That's the rishonim of avayim timing halachas apsuk. That they explain the reasoning behind that, Kamoi HaRosh, and the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and if you don't know the time of halachos, you're not going to understand any of the halachos properly and correctly. The Nikra Bor, that's based on this Gemara, you're going to be called a Bor. He says, some say it's also the path even for yourself, without knowing the depths and the delving down deeply into the reasoning. One final maramakam on this is a very interesting, a very strongly written letter that they bring down, and you can look it up actually. It's brought in the Nachas Shiva, which is a Gor Friya de Ga'achron, and the Tshuva Simen Nun. There's a letter over there from Shmuel Koidnever, one of the Gedolei Achroinim, the Machaber of the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rosh, and the Birchas Zevach, one of the big Achroinim. He wrote others for him. So Shmuel Koidnever wrote a letter to the author of the Nachas Shiva who wanted to say some Chedushim. He wanted to Machadush some Dinim. So the letter is a rather fascinating letter, which is even good to look up. That he says over there that I saw everything that you wrote, and I would say to you, Zokter, that, Kol Mashachidish Malosoi, everything that you were just machadish, Oimerani, Yito Malosa Mashachidish, Kibaine Devesh Gogohain. I think that you should retract everything that you said, all your chdushin you should retract, they're all a mistake. Omnom Zokter, Danti Malosa Lakavschus, I was Daniel Lakavschus, that probably you don't have any base Yosef, you don't have any Tur base Yosef, all you have is the Shulchan Aruch and the Achroinim, and Mela, so that you don't have the Yecholus to delve into the reasoning behind the Shayosh of the Sugyas, with the Rishainim, that the base Yosef delves into. Zokter, all you have is the Achroinim, Zokter. He says that the Achroinim, Akiho Achroinim, Mevalbul and Hadas Vazikoran. A person that just can learn the Achroinim without knowing the Sherish Hasugis of the Rishainim, the Mevalbul Hadas Vazikoran, just a bilbo, and more, that's all that it is. He says, I would tell you, Zokter, Alkin Yeshla my Losoi, I would tell you, Limkur Hasvorim, to buy that you should sell all these Achroinim that you own, get a little bit of money, Velikno is a boa turm of Beis Yosef, you should buy a tour of Beis Yosef. And he says that there already is a tshuva from the Beis Yosef himself, where the Beis Yosef himself stated, he says, to call Dayan Shapoisik, anybody who Dayan who paskins, the ain't Sifri have Beis Yosef Lafonov, in other words, the tour of Beis Yosef in front of him, the Vanda Yishke Bohirois will surely make a mistake in his Lahirois. Those are Lashinois of the tshuva from the Rishmol Koidnever, which is printed in the Nachal Shiva, in the tshuva Simenon, very fascinating. And you see a very, very stark Lashin, the others, obviously, other Gedolim, also a Mazir stark, that a person should learn tour of Beis Yosef, he should learn the Sherish Asugis, and understand where it's coming from. And that way, it wouldn't chas v'sholom be nichlal in our Gemara, hatanoim mevali oilam. Final point to get into here, the Gemara says in bottom of the Yoma, that Rabbi Yochanan says that lamadnu yiras chayt mibasula, that we learned that a person should fear sin from the gevaldiga and hogo of this basula. There was a young woman that the Rabbi Yochanan heard this young girl that she was davening, and she was saying, b'nish aloilam, barosa ganeidin, barosa gehenin, barosa tadikin, barosa rashayim, yirotza milfanecho, shalo yich yikashlu bi b'nei olam. That she was apparently attractive appearance, and she said, lo yikoshlu bi b'nei Adam, that nobody should be nichshal in her. So that was a gewaldige tefillah that she said it to the Eibishter, which showed her yiras chet. So the mashal over here asked the kasha, why would she say, shall yikoshlu bi b'nei Adam, as if the b'nei Adam are going to be nichshal? Maybe she should also daven that she shouldn't be nichshal. You know, why only dafka to say it on the other people? They shouldn't be nichshal through her. Maybe she should daven that she shouldn't come to be nichshal herself. So the mashal says, you have to say that she herself was a very big yirechet, a fear of Shemayim, and she knew that she wasn't going to be nechshal, she wouldn't be nespata, she wouldn't end up coming to be zinsa, to a very berotzoin. She was just concerned for others, that the mashal, shall yikosh lohim bo lo'oinso, that maybe the b'ma'anis her, and that was her tefillah to the b'nshom, but she herself, for batuach ba'atzmo, batuach in herself, so therefore she only davened about others. That's the mashal pshat. There are other mahalchim and the achroinim, and the Sefer Mincha Reiv over here writes that be'emes, if you go with the chavis yiras chiddush, the whole kashuk me'arov. Why she only davened for other than not for herself. And the Chavis Yorizokter holds that the din of Loisikavu Legalis Erba, which we discussed the other day, the din of Krevois La'arayos, like Chibuk and Nishuk, and acts that are ancillary to the actual Maisa of Tashamita, so the acts of Krevois La'arayos, which are according to the Ram Mashita, are a din the Eraisa Mamish, like we spoke about, Loisikavu Legalis Erba. The Chavis Yoriz Machadish, that that's only also on the Isha, not on the Isha. In other words, only the man has this Isha of Loisikavu Legalis. And Mela, consequently, you could learn that this girl, she didn't think anything was going to happen, b'chlal, that somebody would have an actual ma'aseh tasha mita with her. That's not likely to happen. But maybe they'll engage in a chizuk, a chibuk, a nishuk, a form of kareva of arayas. And there, according to the Chavis Yoreh, the iser is taka only on the derayas is only on the man and not the woman. And meila, that's why she only davened that shalei koshlu be, that others shouldn't be nichl on her. The tshuva in the Chavis Yoreh is actually a rather fascinating tshuva. It's in the Chavis Yoreh in Siman Kuf Ches. We'll say it over a little bit kitzur, but it's a very remarkable and interesting. It was talking about an unfortunate situation, which there was a person who was extremely, extremely poor, and Imamish couldn't have any money to eat or nothing. And one of the few ways they were able to make any money was that he had a daughter who was hiring herself out by some kind of local goy, and she was doing various jobs by the goy. So the thing is that this goy, apparently, every so often, he would grab her and be mechabek, and be menashek, and do certain acts of korvah to her. She herself was a Yirei Shemayim, and she wasn't real interested in that, and she would try to pull away. But nonetheless, every so often, the goy would do this thing. It never went past chibuv and nishuk, but upon and the guy was doing this thing. So the people of the town wanted to say, they tried to say that even if the fellow would starve to death and his daughter would starve and they have no food mamish, but after pekin she has to get out of that house. And they said, you're being over on a pasuk in the chumash, al techal les bitchol as nois, because you're giving your daughter over to his nois. So mainly mamish over, and it's even if you end up starving to death, and there'll be mamish nothing to eat. So the Chavasir is an interesting tshuva, which he writes that avada va'avada, this person should do whatever he possibly can b'shum oifen to find some other way of making a parnosa, and his daughter shouldn't be in this matzah. And avada, he says the townspeople should do what they can, and they should try to mefarnes whatever is possible to do to avoid the matzah. But he says l'maisa, if it turns out that there's the only way to get bread on the table, and there's no other solution, there's an interesting tshuva in which he says that l'maisa there would not be an actual iser in this. The kitzur, what he says is that l'maisa it's being done shaloi birotzen of the girl. It's lo'insa, and she herself is resisting, and she's not playing any part at all. And the male is being done mamish lo'insa zokter. So that she's being forced into it. And if there's no other way to have food, and otherwise the chatzom will starve mamish. So what are you going to say? So Zok there, maybe old Taina, that it's since according to the Shittas HaRambam, you're being over on Lestikov V'Legalei Servo, and the Lestikov V'Legalei Servo, there's some Mar Mekoymis in your day of Kuf Tzadikei, that it could be a Tzehor Goyav Mamish, because it's Abizraya to Gilei Arayas, and it's Mamish considered Abizraya of Arayas, it's ancillary to Gilei Arayas, and Yehor Goyav. So maybe this girl is engaged in the Chibuk V'Nishuk, maybe she has to talk and let herself die, rather than being engaged in this practice of Chibuk V'Nishuk with the Goy, it's a Kurva L'Arayas. So then Zok, the Chavis Yoyer, that he says that actually, there's actually 2 points that he makes. One is that since it's La'oinsa, he's Matsia, that since it's La'oinsa, that's actually not called a Kurva L'Arayas. The fact it's being forced on her, rather than her actually engaging in it, doing it actively, so that's actually not L'Sikrivu. But also he says that L'Sikrivu is only on an Ish. That's what he says. So since she's an Isha, so therefore, anyhow, she doesn't have this Lav D'Arayasa, and the whole Shittas HaRambam is not negated to her. So the Ma'i says it's actually before Lehedya, this thing in the Chavis Yoyer, that he's saying that L'Sikrivu is only on a man, which is really a remarkable thing. I saw the Mechareva who quotes this over here, so he says to look in the Sefer Amudi Oyer. When I looked in Amudi Oyer, he says, very, very bekitzer. He brings the Chavis Yoyer, and he says, the Mokam Acher Amadati Al Dvoro Be'ez Hashem. That's what he writes. That I stelled on this, and I spoke about it, I discussed if it's right, I discussed it elsewhere. Amadati Al Dvoro Be'ez Hashem. So I don't know, we don't seem to have this other tshuva in the Amudi Oyer, where it was Amadati Al Dvoro, but I just want to make one very basic observation of my own. I did a simple thing, which I looked up the Perish Mishnah, the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam and the Chinuch, to see how they bring down, it's in the, we quoted this yesterday in the Rambam Shin and Gimel, the Loisa says, how they bring down Lestikavu. So first of all, interestingly enough, I saw, I mentioned a remarkable thing, that in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, he said, black on white, on Lestikavu Legal Aserevi, he talks about the Shittas Rambam, which he goes in primarily, Lestikavu is a deraisa, and he says, the Neheges, b'chol mokum, b'chol zman, b'zchorim uvenekevois, men and women, because he says, shagam lehen, also lahar rachar anoshim, etc., etc., zulasi by lehen. So he says that the women also have to be zoyer in this thing, and he's a black on white, and the kevois also have the issa of Lestikavu. The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah, Loisei Shin Nun Gimel, doesn't say beferish that it's Neheg ben a kevois. But if you know the derech of the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam is that any time he has a mitzvah that's not Neheg ben a kevois, he always speaks it at beferish. Like, for example, just to give one example, by Loisei Shin Mem Dalad of Giluach Zokon, the shaving the beard, the Rambam fears zoyer beferish, well, mitzvah zoom, ein hanoshim chayovois bo. And he always does that when the mitzvah is not Neheg ben Noshim. In Shin Nun Gimel, by Loisei Kevu, the Rambam does not say that it's not Neheg ben Noshim. And it's clear, if you're familiar with how the Sefer Mitzvah is written, that the Rambam held that it is Neheg ben Noshim. So it's mamash bor in the Chinuch Beferish and the Rambam as well, that they both are mavur, Lestikavu does go on Anoshim, and it's a startling thing that the Chavis Yoyer says this thing, Bepshita says, he doesn't even bemerking the Chinuch and the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, which I'm mavur, mamash Beferish, Faket. This is the Shiloh, and we said before, the Mecharebe says, if you would go with the Chavis Yoyer, you could say that that's why she was mispal, dafka that the Anoshim shouldn't be Nichol, and the Nichol and the Chibuk V'Nishuk, but again, like you've bemerked, that that's only specifically if you're going to hold that the Chavis Yoyer's Chiddush is correct, Lestikavu is only on Anoshim and not Anoshim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.